Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Colossians 3. Therefore, since you have been raised with Christ, strive for the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, the components of your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience. When you lived among them, you also used to walk in these ways. But now you must put aside all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with hearts of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive any complaint you may have against someone else. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which is the bond of perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, for to this you were called as members of one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, so they will not become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, not only to please them while they are watching, but with sincerity of heart and fear of the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with your whole being, as for the Lord and not for men, because you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as your reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Whoever does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism. This is God's word. In many different ways, Christ calls us to live in the present based on things that are past or future. In the present, we have to live in a fallen world, and in the present, we struggle against the instincts of our fallen nature. But we came to know Christ in the past, and when that happened, we were raised with Christ in the past, that's verse 1a. But in the future, we're told that our life is now hidden with Christ in God, that's in verse 2. And that life will be delivered to us fully and finally when Christ, who is your life, appears. Again, that's in the future, and that's in verse 3 from the NIV. So what do these past and future events have to do with us now in the present? Well, first, they call us to set our hearts on things above, as verse 1b says. And the reason for that is where Christ is, as verse 1c says. Since he is our Lord, and the one we long to love and to know, our thoughts belong where he is. And what's Christ doing there? Scripture tells us here that he is seated at the right hand of God. And this is a place of victory. and it's also a place of intercession for us. In Christ, then, we have everything we need to succeed in godliness today. We have his power which raised him from the dead, his promise that we will see him when he returns, and his victory and intercession for us now while we wait. That's what him being seated means, that he's won and he's interceding for us while we wait for his return. So what do we do while we wait? Well, according to verse 5, we put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to our earthly nature. These are things that belong to this world, to this age. When people indulge in, and this is again a quote from that verse, when people indulge in sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry, people are showing that their hearts are not set on Christ, but are set on this age, rather than on things above where Christ is, as verse 1c says. When we clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, as verse 12 says, and when we bear with one another and forgive one another, we are acting consistently with hearts that are set on things that are above, because these are qualities that Christ himself embodies, and that he has shown toward us, and that he calls us to demonstrate toward others. So my encouragement to you is to cultivate these things, to put away the evil desires of the flesh by looking to Christ and thinking about what he has done for us and claiming the victory over sin that he's given to us. And look forward to his return when he will reward us for following him in obedience. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and you can subscribe to these devotionals as a podcast in Apple Podcasts or in Spotify, and that page will take you to those places. Or you can subscribe to them as a daily email and just put in your email address in the form there. And I've designed this so that every day you'll have a fresh reminder to be in God's Word, and you can, with one click, just listen to these devotionals and my daily scripture readings, or in your email, you can follow the links to be in God's Word every day that way. Now, this is completely free, and it always will be, and you could quit anytime you want, so there's no cost to you, and there's no risk, so give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you'd like to support me financially, thank you for considering that, and go to dailypbj.com/support for more information about how to do that. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.